Milford Money Matters.
Well, it is time for another week of Milford Money Matters. And don't forget, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But we have got a new guest joining us for Milford Money Matters. Jazz, welcome in.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's so nice to have you in.
Okay, so Maddie and I are a little bit clueless when it comes to being smart with money. So thank you for being here.
We're learning, though. We're learning as we go
along.
We
are.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot. So what do you mean when people say don't chase stocks? What does that whole thing mean?
Yeah, excellent. So look, what it means is that don't buy the hype. Don't buy an investment just because it's had a really good run. And also don't rush to sell out of an investment just because it's going through a bit of a tough period. By the time something's made it to the news, it's all over the headlines and people are talking about it, most of the gains may have already happened. And the danger that you run into there is you risk buying high and selling low, therefore locking in your losses. It's exactly the opposite of what we want to do.
It's like a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Correct.
There you go.
Eddie loves marathon.
I like running. I like running. So then how can someone lock in a loss? What does that mean?
So to lock in a loss, it means, so look, I mean, markets go up and down all the time. If markets fall, that loss is generally only on paper while you still continue holding on to the investment. Mm-hmm. Imagine a three-bedroom house and property prices fall.
Yep.
You still have the same three-bedroom house, right? You actually haven't lost anything unless you decide to sell in that market. If you decide to sell in that market, you lock in your loss and also you miss the chance of a recovery when prices bounce back. And investments work very much the same way.
Right.
So, okay, why is long-term investing often a better approach, do you think?
Yeah, so long-term investing basically gives your money a bit more time to work. Over the short term, markets can be quite unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You'll have good years, you'll have bad years, but over longer periods, diversified portfolios have the opportunity to ride the ups and downs and recover from setbacks. I think the key is to focus on your long-term plan and not react to market headlines that you may hear or read.
That's really great advice. So if we were looking for the practical takeaways for people listening tonight, what would you say they are?
So I think the key takeaway is to have a plan before markets get emotional. Know what you're investing for. Know your time frame. Spread your money across different type of investments. And avoid making decisions based on fear or fear of missing out, FOMO. If you're unsure, it's okay to ask for advice. So that can definitely help. Mm-hmm. But also in general, it's about having time in the market. And I find that's much more effective than trying to perfectly pick when to get in and when to get out.
I found myself getting into the habit of just meticulously checking, you know, regularly, and I think that can be quite damaging, right? Yes, it's like, actually, just let it go.
Put the phone down.
Just let it go for a while.
Put the phone down, Paige.
It's great to check when things are going up, right? Feel good about it.
Exactly.
Markets are going down, stay away from it.
Hey, well, Jazz, so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in up at Milford Money Matters. Really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Now, if you want expert advice, don't forget you can always head along to milfordasset.com and learn more or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today.